Now we're going to get something so good. And it's a man I love, even if he is married. No wife ever gets jealous anyway. Nobody ever worries about their sons around me. Nobody, you know. But I love this man, even if he does have a wife he loves. And he teaches young people, the Navy guys. He's out there on the ships with them. He was, I don't know, 2.5 years, something like that, in the green zone over there where people were being shot around him and his wife just here knowing full well that he'd be taken care of, that God would take care of him. And I had to feel the same way because I didn't want anything to happen to this man. He's just plain good, and he's wanting very much to represent God. He wants to step up to be a representative of God. Well, to me, he's just a tremendous man, and I believe he's one that will help keep our church safe so that we don't get caught in all that psychic stuff out there, you know, that is going around, and it's psychic stuff. Well, boy, am I psychic. I told them, you know. That's ruining this wonderful belief called spiritualism, which is really just love, God, loving each other. I know full well that when you walk in here, you can feel that love. Is there anybody who wants to tell me they can feel the love when they walk in here? Oh, okay, pretty good. Well, I believe God is love, so that means you can walk in here and feel God. And this man is ready and willing to represent God to the best of his ability, and that's our Craig.
Thank you. Good evening.
If I were organized, I'd be dangerous.
You don't have to be perfect to work for God. You can actually be wild and crazy and still work for God, because this man's wild and crazy. He's just pretending to be like he's getting himself organized and all. Kind of wild and crazy. You agree, Ken?
Well, tonight, what I thought I would talk about is something a little bit different, and a little bit original. We don't normally talk about this kind of stuff, like prayer or meditation. What the difference is? What is meditation? What is micro meditation? That's what I call sometimes a meditation. What on earth is that? Anybody ever heard of that before? No, I don't think so. Yeah, but let's focus on what did it start as. There was originally two basic kinds of meditation in the world that had a profound impact on all the religions in the world. And there's an Eastern form and there's a Western form, and they were very, very different. The Eastern form helped the individual to attain a pointed focus for the annihilation of thought itself. In other words, let's dispense with all ideas, all thought. If we do that, we'll find our access to God. Because what's happening is that we're cluttering our minds with things that keep us from access to God. And once you removed all those extraneous thoughts, you know, you would achieve oneness with God or bliss. Sometimes they called it nirvana or Zen or just the presence of God. And all it boiled down to was let's stop the mind so that we could be fully present in the moment. No past, no future, no anxiety, no worries, no memories of things that had happened. Just be focused and present during the moment. Well, you know, it's a lot easier said than done. It really is. And I know one of the early tricks to learning meditation was we were told to blow in a little balloon. If we had a thought, And we would visualize blowing a balloon and then letting that thought go. Well, a few thousand balloons later, I really didn't think I was getting anywhere. So, and then I was really looking for some way to get closer to God. How do I do that? And then I learned about, really academically through college, I learned about Western meditation, which was radically different from Eastern meditation in that Western meditation is a pointed focus involving thought and reasoning, intellectual and logical process of contemplation and musing. In other words, you think. Well, I like that. Being ADHD, I got to think a lot. You know? And it has its ups and it has its downfall. The upside is Western meditation included how do you really think logically about something, really ponder it out to its natural extension. Now, believe it or not, that started about 500 BC with Aristotle. With time and development and people understanding how they came to think about things, and you really had a formalization of it around the 1700s, which was really the scientific method. Scientific method. It's a form of meditation. Let's think about what we're doing. Go to A, then go to B, then go to C, then go to D. That's really all it's about, testing it the whole time. That's musing, believe it or not. So, 17th century. What happened in the 17th century? The beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So you can see Western-type meditation was very, very useful. It really, the world we're in today is a direct result of Western meditation for all of its goods and bads. You know, all the wonderful things you see in medicine and technology, that's Western meditation. Now, at some point, and this is still very early on, people, knowingly or unknowingly, seem to somehow blend the two. How did that happen? And one example of it blending, which was, how do you divest the mind of extraneous thought and fill it at the same time with massive loads of thought? Now that seems contradictory, doesn't it? Well, strangely enough, it began really with what was known as the Jesus Prayer. The Jesus Prayer, what is that? In the first century, we believe the Jesus Prayer was a simple invocation to Jesus, one word. And we do have writings that talk about the holiness of the name itself. That caused no end of schisms, of course, because it was attributing magic and righteousness to the name by itself and not Son of God or God. But what are we doing? What were they doing? They were trying to say, they were divesting. You can see the mechanism here. By repeating the phrase over and over again, and focusing, musing on the full meaning of what Jesus meant, just that one thought, they were able to divest themselves of all their extraneous thought. And we have no end of amazing stories in the early church of miraculous interactions and direct relationship, direct how do you do God type relationships with God because of that prayer that ultimately came to be rather, it developed because if one word was good, then two words must be better. We can see the complication there. At some point around the 4th century, it had become formalized in Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. You can see how this would cause problems if you're really, really musing. Well, really, what's going on here? But you had to think about the meaning, the full meaning of each and every word as you said it. And then you had to repeat it over and over again. So you would say, Lord, and how that meaning meant to you, Jesus Christ, and then go on. And you'd repeat it again. And you'd repeat it again. So what were they doing? They were using that intellectual musing, and they were overwhelming the brain, their logical brain, with activity making it so busy, it now could not get in the way of the right-hand brain, the creative brain, that part of the brain where God steps in and says, hello there. And it worked really well. There are no end of, there are many, many stories of wonderful interactions with the holy because people were using the Jesus prayer. Of course, given time, it got even a little bit more elaborate. And you have, around the 11th century, you have Mary, mother of Jesus, appears to St. Dominic and gives him the rosary, which is really five prayers. But, you know, it's a little bit longer. But what is it? It's an intellectual musing, contemplation, with all of your focus and effort on each and every word of the entirety. That too, needless to say, is a very powerful mechanism. Anybody who's ever done the rosary knows how powerful it can be relative to attaining your oneness, your personal, enhancing your personal relationship with God. It's really very, very powerful. Now, continuing on about blended meditations. Really, so you can see what has happened is that you now had meditations that had you musing, had you contemplating, but also had you clearing out a pathway for God on the creative side of you. Today, not too long ago, there was a guy who wrote a book by the name of Andrew Newberg. And he had a meditation, and this actually goes back a long, long, long way. It's a simple one. We're going to get to learn it right here, by the way. It's called the Sana Mata meditation. Okay? Now, what's fascinating about this meditation is it's a healing meditation. It's about overwhelming the mind with busyness using every facet of your body possible. You're not only saying it, you're singing it. You're, at the same time, you have to, it's mandatory, you have to touch each one of your fingers like this. Sa na ma ta. Sa na ma ta. Sa na ma ta. And then go back. So let's everybody, I want you to try that. And I want you to say, sa na ma ta. Sa na ma ta. And you repeat that. And you focus on it. Well, what's happening is that every facet of your body is actually involved in that. Your mouth is involved. Your hearing is involved. So you're vocalizing. You're actually seeing your fingers do this. Your muscle skills are involved in going up and down this meditation. Now, what is wonderful about this meditation, and we have the research to demonstrate it, if you do it 20 minutes a day for 2 weeks, hence it's a micro-meditation. Anything under 20 minutes is a micro-meditation. If you do it for 20 minutes a day for 2 weeks, testing, they have been able to prove it will improve your IQ by 10%. Not an exaggeration. Look up Andrew Newberg. You can see the whole book. So let's try it, but this time, when we do it again, I want people to sing it. But we're going to start low and go up, and then when we do it the second time back, we're going to say hi and then come back down. Okay? That's all an integral part of this amazing meditation and prayer. So, ready? Sa na ma ta. Sa na ma ta. Oh, we can do better than that. Okay, let's get some oomph in here. Okay, ready? Okay. Sa na ma ta. Sa na ma ta. Okay, do we got that down? I expect everyone's IQ to be 10% higher next week. Okay?
What number is that in the hymnal?
Simple lyrics, though. You don't have to worry about it. Yes, you can.
How does it
happen? It's ta-ma-na-sa. You could do that, and that would probably help also. Yeah. Let's see here. And there's also visualizations. It's an important part of meditation, important part of prayer. It's your goal. What are you setting? Visualization is about setting a goal. How do you communicate with the Holy Spirit? Well, you know, really, we communicate, I believe, we communicate in pictures. Okay? So if you want healing, let's say you have a broken leg and you want it to heal faster, and they use this in healing meditations in clinics. You focus on the injury, which has been splinted, by the way, and it will actually heal faster because you are visualizing. You're visualizing that the bone is actually grown together and healed. And it will heal faster. They do know this happens. So, how do we... You can see how that is really an extension, though in symbols rather than words, of the blending of Eastern and Western meditation. You're focusing, and you're focusing such that you're clearing it out and the Holy Spirit can actually work. You see how that works? That's how it works. So ultimately, what you turn into, you're working in partnership, you're working in with God's healing. Now, I've got another little exercise that I know you guys are going to really love. And this is a God's healing meditation prayer. It really is a prayer. But it's a meditation and it's a focus and it's a visualization. Because we want the Holy Spirit to be involved in this process. There's no misunderstanding the intention. And so I'll explain it very quickly so you get the gist of it. And would you like to be a volunteer, Millie?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're a volunteer. So Millie's our volunteer. So what we're going to do is when you place yourself in a relaxed state, you then you visualize the Holy Spirit, you visualize the healing light, visualize God's love. You visualize God's love building like a cloud over your head. A beautiful white pearlescent cloud. Okay? And after a minute or so, as the clarity of that cloud becomes just absolutely perfect, you then open yourself, visualize the top of yourself absolutely opening. And we'll go through an exercise in a second here. I'm just explaining what will happen. And that energy will flow down through you, actually providing you with wonderful, perfect, healing love and energy at the same time. So two people get healed here. It's the person who's attempting to do the healing and the person who's receiving the healing. And then as it completely fills you, you will actually feel the pressure build up in you because this is God's energy now coming down with you because that's what you've asked it to do. That's what you've asked. Then when I give the word to open your heart, okay, you're to allow all of that energy, absolutely every bit of that energy that is built up so perfectly, and you direct it right at Millie. She's our target. Okay? So, I want everybody to get comfortable. Put both feet on the ground. Get in a comfortable position. One other thing. Just so that everybody knows that they will be successful at this, by the way, at visualization. Can everybody, if you close your eyes for just a second, can you think of a bright red apple? A bright red, crisp apple. Do you see that apple? Nod your head if you do. Okay? Now I want you to pick that apple up and then bring it up to your lips and then take a bite out of it. You feel yourself biting into it, how crisp it is, and the sweetness of that apple. Can you taste that apple right now? Okay? You all can. Okay. You're going to be successful. That's your pretest. So, now let's take the time. Let's relax. Let's let go of any cares, any anxieties, because you're going into a wonderful exercise where God is your partner. And above your head, you can even see or you can even feel this beautiful, beautiful white cloud of God's love building above your head. And as I'm going to count up to 10, because it's going to take till 10 for it to become to its full power. But with each number I pass, it's going to get brighter and brighter. Number one, you can see the cloud now above your head. Two, you can see it's condensing and getting into a very, very fine form. Three, you're starting to see little sparks come off of it because there is so much energy in this cloud. Those are sparks of God's love that naturally flow out of God and out of that cloud. Five, it's getting brighter and it's getting bigger. Six, you're now starting to feel God's love as a heat coming down on top of your head. You can feel it, the warmth of it, the joy of it, because that's what God's love is all about, joy and energy. Eight, it is bright. Your cloud, your white pearlescent cloud is almost as bright as the sun. It is so full of God's energy. Nine, it is just maxed out to its fullest capacity, full of God's perfect love. Now with 10, I want you to open the top of your crown, the top of your head, and allow God's perfect love and energy, that cloud, to enter completely inside of you and feel all of the energy. Feel it as it goes in each and every one of the cells of your body. Wash away all your trials, all your tribulations, because you're here to perform a wonderful miracle for God. You're here to provide a healing. And as it has built up to its greatest strength, I want you to go ahead and open your heart and visualize all of that love pouring straight out of you toward Reverend Millie. See that beam of God's love flow out of you and fill up Millie. It is God's perfect love. It is your perfect love. Once it is all drained, once it is all poured out of you, once that wonderful gift has all been given, go ahead and open your eyes. Take a deep breath. And now you still have an awful lot of that love in you. I want you all to stand up and give all of your neighbors around you a big hug. Thank you. Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you guys ever so much for being part of my class this evening. And we'll go ahead and turn the class back over to Millie.
Thank you.